This is Rick. I'd like to talk a little bit about scenario planning. When people in an organization start to think about a change, they think about a change. They look at a particular problem or a particular opportunity, they identify where they want to go, and then they start planning toward it. And that's, in some ways, as it should be. The problem is that can narrow the focus too much. It's almost as if they get on the cycle and they make a compelling case for change. They do things to get started. They keep the change alive. Once it gets rolled out and they start to see results, they protect that so it becomes part of the institution and part of their culture. That all makes sense. The problem, though, is that sometimes those blinders can be on so tight that all we can see is the direction we're headed, and we miss the overall context. So if conditions change, the marketplace changes, demographics change, there's a change in political leadership, or there's even a hint of that on the horizon, we miss it because we're putting all of our energy into the direction we're already going. Here's where scenario planning can be very, very helpful. Scenario planning invites us to look at possible futures. What if this happened? What if that happened? Classic case of this was Royal Dutch Shell. In the early 70s, they were one of the world players in selling petroleum products, but they weren't anywhere near the top. And they did some scenario planning. And one of the scenarios is, what if the oil controlling states start to restrict the flow of oil and therefore raise the price of crude oil? What will happen? And so they figured out a scenario for that, but they figured out other scenarios at the same time. Well, when OPEC started to feel muscle and started to control the flow of oil and prices started to shoot up, a lot of oil companies were surprised by that and didn't have a plan for it. A lot of auto manufacturers were surprised by that and were still pumping out these huge cars that got very bad mileage. And they all took a beating for that. Royal Dutch Shell pulled this plan off the shelf and started to use it. And they went from one of the players into one of the major players, primarily because of that foresight. Now, they didn't have a crystal ball. They didn't know that was going to happen. But they considered a number of reasonable scenarios that could happen in the future. And that's what scenario planning is. Scenario planning is less about the technique of it and more about the courage of it. It takes courage to look at things that might happen that we don't want to happen. Some of us just want to focus on what's positive, what could happen. Wow, if we're successful with this change, look what will happen. How can I say this politely? That's stupid. You know, we really need to take a broad range. We need to be willing to look at things like, will the levies hold? Do we have a good contingency plan for that? What if conditions change? And of course, many of those scenarios are never going to come true, and that's a good thing. But part of the positive process, in addition to having a scenario that you can pull off the shelf, is that you get people talking to each other and you get people thinking about the business, and that alone is a really good thing. If you're interested in learning more about this approach, I highly recommend the book The Art of the Long View by Peter Schwartz. Very good book on scenario planning, and he gives a lot of details for the Royal Dutch Shell experience. Highly recommend the book.